Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Be thankful. And enjoy your life for the moments you have therein. And sometimes you got to force yourself. Sometimes you got to make yourself do it. But just remember how blessed you really are. I always try to go back and think about the moments that God has blessed me in my life, how He's always pulled through. And right now, when I'm going through this time of, I would say, emotional struggle, but also the time of financial, I mean, we're not even doing that bad. It's just in my mind, you know, it works up to lean on God and just know He's there for you and He's going to take care of you. And He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. These days are all numbered for us. He knows every single hair on your head. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what's going to make you a better person. He knows what's going to draw you closer, draw you nigh unto Him. He knows all things. So enjoy it. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Stay focused on today and not what's out there. It's what's around you. Right now, there's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. If you're eating, enjoy it. Give thanks. If you're drinking, enjoy it. Give thanks. Thank God for wine. And if you're making yourself enjoy, you got to make yourself enjoy the good of your labor. And I always think it's interesting that he put that in there. Make yourself. Sometimes it might not be natural, but if you're out there, do it with joy. I was reading this morning in Hebrews, and I'm going to kind of bounce around a little bit today, but I just thought this was great. Hebrews is wonderful because it talks about how Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of God, how He's the priest of all priests now, how He sits at the head of the body, that we are to learn to rest in God. And then it goes and it talks about the covenant that was made with Abraham versus the covenant that we have now. I want to go over that. If you go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, it says, "For finding fault with them, he saith," or God saith, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." He made a covenant with Abraham that he would be a God to him and to his seed in their time, during the time of their life. That was the covenant that was made to Abraham, that he would be a God to him. God is a God to you. This is the new covenant. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have a God, and it's the same God that made the covenant with Abraham. And if you look at the Jewish religion, if you look at the Jewish people, you can see the blessings that God gave them. That is the same God that you have. But he's going to make a new covenant. He's going to write these laws upon your heart. That's why you have a conscience. That's why you know that you know that you know when some things are wrong and some things are right. If you want proof of God, look at it. It's in your life constantly. Verse 11, "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall experientially know me from the least to the greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." And these iniquities are the violations of the law. Your sins and your iniquities he will remember no more. There is no consciousness of sin. That's all gone away the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, because it's a new covenant. It's not the covenant made with the old, with Abraham. It's a new covenant made with you once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you go to verse 8 or to chapter 8 of Romans, this is why this is so spectacular. Verse 1, "There is therefore now not one condemnation to them which are in or remaining within Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit, the new spiritual nature of life resting within Christ, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the similitude of flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after or in parallel motion with the old nature, but after the new spiritual nature. God put a new spiritual nature in your life. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have the laws written on your heart, which is why we have a conscience. It's all there. You are a son of God. You are not under law. You are not condemned. You are set free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke or the weight of bondage, which is the servitude to the law. You are no longer under law. You are freed from law. Enjoy your life. That's the gift of this life. You have the freedom to go wherever you want to go, but you do it with God and you follow what God wants you to do. And to do that, you have to heed the advice of God. Get connected to the source, and you do that through the word, knowing the word and applying it into your life. Pick a verse and apply it. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ, you pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the day and for everything that's going on. I pray that you continually just bless us with fiscal prosperity and increase, that we can continue to grow, and that the people that we work with, we can continue to provide, or that you can continue to provide higher salaries. I thank you again for the moments that you give us and for the time that we have. And I'm just thankful for my family and for everything that's going on. And I pray for your believers today, that you put a hedge of protection around them and take care of them and just show them that you're there with them. And again, I just thank you for the moments. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.